PR. Welcome to Now and Then. I'm Kathy Geary. On today's program, we're going to be listening to the music of David Crosby, Bob Dylan, and Jesse Wells. We have a change of presidential administration coming up on Monday. And that's a very important day. But when I think about singer-songwriters, today is actually the anniversary of David Crosby's passing. He was one of my favorite singer-songwriters, born on August the 14th in 1941. He passed away on January 18th in 2023. He was 81 years old. He released an incredible body of work in his final years. And we're going to listen to two songs that have to do with politics. The first one we're going to hear is called Capital, and it was released on the Sky Trails album in September of 2017. And then another song from David Crosby, released in 2016 on the album called Lighthouse. It's a song about immigrants. It's called Look in Their Eyes. And after the presidential inauguration on Monday, on Tuesday, mass deportations will be taking place in Chicago. So even though David Crosby is not here to comment on this situation, I think it's really important that we listen to some of his music today. So first we'll hear the song Capital from David Crosby.
To impress you, and it works like that. All that white marble and the guards at the door. The metal detector, the following eyes, geometric patterns covering the floor. Symbols of power, eagles and flags, attendants, assistants, moving like sharks. Through crowds of citizens, patriotic souls, visiting the Capitol and the National Park. Money to burn, filling up their pockets with no one can see and no one can hear. I wonder what they say to each other. How do they think? What do they feel? When they come out of those rooms and put on their faces, is anything they say to the cameras real? They come for the power, for the power they stay, and they'll do anything to keep it that way. They'll ignore the Constitution and hide behind the scenes. Anything to stay a part of the machine. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. The votes were just pieces of paper. They sneer at the people who voted. They laugh as the votes were not counted. The will of the people was noticed and completely ignored. No one can see, but no one can see. the shadow. He's wandering. Knows no country, no god or king. You miss him when you pass him by. You don't hear him when he cries. But if you take a step closer, there's a window to his life.
Look in his eyes.
See him in the dark.
What do you find?
Without a light, without a spark.
Look in his eyes and see the dawn.
She's holding her child. Where your mother held you is turning her around. What you really want to do. Miss her when she passes by. You won't know it when she dies. You'll never really see her. Burning fire.
What do you find?
Freedom is her one desire.
Look in her eyes and see.
David Crosby, the song Look in Their Eyes, about immigration and immigrants. That was from his Lighthouse album released in 2016. And we started that first song called Capital. The album was Sky Trails, and David Crosby had a son who he really didn't get to know until James Raymond was in his 30s. James Raymond is David Crosby's son. He produced the album Sky Trails, and he co-wrote the song Capital with David Crosby. Yeah, David Crosby was, for me personally, an incredibly influential songwriter. And I think it's so important about music and art and the culture to express the freedom of expression that we have is exercised so beautifully by songwriters like David Crosby. He always had something relevant to say. I mean, music has so many purposes. It can lift you up. It can make you happy. It can make you sad. It can take you out of whatever you're doing and transport you to another place. Music is so powerful. But the kind of singer-songwriter that David Crosby was, and the kind of singer-songwriter that Bob Dylan is, brings a different narrative into the public discourse. You know, the idea that an individual can express their own opinions and have a wide platform for people to hear them. You know, like on TikTok, for instance. When you go on most social media accounts, you're speaking to your close friends and you can kind of get in an echo chamber. But when you're releasing music or you're producing plays or releasing books, you're reaching a much wider audience. And music has that power. So when I think of influential songwriters, Bob Dylan, oh my God. There's a song that he released that comes to mind that he released back in March of 2020. And I think it was a coincidence that it coincided with the lockdown. I don't think he was expecting that to happen. But the song he released in March of 2020 was it's the longest song he has ever written. 16 minutes and 54 seconds, and we're about to listen to the whole thing. It's called Murder Most Foul. That itself is a line from Shakespeare's Hamlet. And it's interesting, it deals with the assassination of JFK. But that's When you dig a little deeper, that's not exactly the whole subject. He does talk about the assassination because when he was a young man in the 60s, that was so incredibly, it weighed on him. But the idea is that the song is more about, quote, the cathartic power of art in times of collective trauma. And that's a quote from John Berry of the Poughkeepsie Journal. So it's a fascinating song. And it was also, he was also accompanied by Fiona Apple and Alan Pasqua. It's a very long song and it doesn't sound like it has any structure, but it really does. It has about five verses. And we're about to hear Bob Dylan's Murder Most Foul. Bob Dylan.
Twas a dark day in Dallas, November 63, a day that will live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a riding high, good day to be living and a good day to die. He'd led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts, we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll put it in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh wolfman, oh wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bums coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby, they ought to know. Shut your mouth, say it. Business is business, and it's a murder most found. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Acid Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in the lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter. No quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Across the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Stupidest film I've seen that before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, sir, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What'd I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away, and it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker. Play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Play, please don't let me be misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for his head to explode. The mystery train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson, play Stan Getz. Play Blue Sky, play Dickie Betts. Play Art Pepper, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and all of that junk. All that junk and all of that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton. Play Harold Lloyd. Play Bugsy Siegel. Play Pretty Boy Floyd. Play the numbers. Play the odds. Play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number nine. Play number six. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Lay down in the boondocks for Terry Molloy. Play It Happened One Night and One Night of Sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell them we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off of the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. Play Misty for me and that old devil moon. Play Anything Goes at Memphis in June. Play Lonely at the Top and Lonely at the Brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around his grave. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And the key to the highway for the king of the harp. Play Marching Through Georgia in Dumbarton's drums. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bird. Play the Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul.
Bob Dylan, Murder Most Foul. That was released in March of 2020. And when he was asked about it, He said, I'm not aware of wanting to write a song about JFK. Murder Most Foul is about a crime, not a politician. So, I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, I really wanted to play the music from three different songwriters. We started with David Crosby. We now heard Bob Dylan. Now, Bob Dylan received the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016. And he had something interesting to say about lyrics and music, because a lot of people hearing Murder Most Foul might think that was just a stream of consciousness. But no, no, that was composed. That was composed and written. But it was meant to be sung. When Dylan received the Nobel Prize, he didn't appear at the ceremony to personally accept the award. Patti Smith did. But he had to write an essay to receive the prize. And the last paragraph of his essay about the Nobel Prize, Bob Dylan says, quote, "Our songs are alive in the land of the living, but songs are unlike literature. They're meant to be sung, not read. The words in Shakespeare's plays were meant to be acted on the stage, just as lyrics in songs are meant to be sung, not read on a page. And I hope some of you get the chance to listen to these lyrics the way that they were intended to be heard, in concert or on record, or however people are listening to songs these days. I return once again to Homer, who says, sing in me, O muse, and through me tell the story." So when I think about songwriters, I've been playing a singer-songwriter on my program for the last couple of months, and I just discovered him this year. His name is Jesse Wells. He's about 30 years old, and he's from Arkansas. And this man releases a song almost every week. Well, maybe not that often, but he, when there's something that has happened or something that occurs in our American culture, he writes a song about it. And yesterday, Jesse Wells recorded and released a song on YouTube called Middle. And I've been so impressed with his lyrics and his music. And he's not as verbose. He's a different songwriter from Bob Dylan. He seems to be speaking more from a personal place of interpretation. Well, I guess everyone does. But the song Middle that he released yesterday, the refrain that he repeats most is, "When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm going to meet you in the middle, friend." Now, the way I interpret that is when things go unexpectedly bad, when things get scary in our culture, when prices rise, when people start to protest, when things like that start to happen, and the devil is playing his fiddle, and there's a lot of agitation going on, then it doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right. I'm going to meet you in the middle, friend, and that we're going to have to all pull together to make this country work. So that's how I interpret the phrase that runs through the song. He has a lot of elegant things to say, but it's almost, this is his most cryptic lyrics, his most poetic song, as far as I can tell. And he talks about Mark Zuckerberg. He doesn't name him by name, but he says, "While the Lord and God of faces donned a youthful chain and dress, you have heard it said, make it great again. Make your own self great. That's a good place to begin." A couple other lines in the song that really struck me. You know, I have my phone with me all the time. You probably have your phone with you right now. "With my silver droid companion beeping at my side." These phrases. I suppose also the one that also sticks out. There's so many that stick out in this song to me, but I think if you hear them a little bit in advance, because when you hear a song for the first time, it just kind of rushes past you. "Don't we come here in a wonder? Don't we leave in mystery?" So And then the very end of the song, it's depressing. But somehow when I hear art that really is serious and deals head on with something, it eases it for me. It shares it with me. If I'm feeling concerned and worried, and I hear something like his song, and he has the same concerns and the same worries that I do, it lifts me. It helps me. So the last verse, I'll read you the whole verse, and then we'll listen to the song. It's called Middle by Jesse Wells. When we rode into that salt lake, it was dead as hope itself. And we beached the damned craft seeking death to no avail. There will be no hell to pay. Nah, hell has came and went. There is no one left to kill. There is sand. And that is it. Jesse Wells.
Simple men within the temple, singing low, oh gracious light, while savages beneath the stars charted souls projected flights with their axes in their souls. Put away for the night. Cometh song, cometh dance, cometh lute, cometh pipe. The road warrior, Nazareth patriot, was sighing Zion in excess, while the Lord and God of faces donned a youthful chain and dress. You have heard it said, make it great again, make your own self great. That's a good place to begin. Begin. When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm gonna meet you in the middle, friend. My silver joyed companion beeping at my side, as we gazed into the moonset, wondering where in space we'd hide. All the green-skinned princes in systems far away, saying proverbs I can't mean, in a language I can't say. And if these alkaloids elicited the origins of my mind, then why is the jackalope approaching, winking both its beady eyes? Oh, ye wizards of ineptitude, you've conspired for my end, as the flames of hell come rolling on the Santa Ana wind. When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm gonna meet you in the middle. A steamboat through the jungle with a fever and a rod, cursing all that dared to live, cursing me and thee and God. And the arrows of the natives leapt forth and skewered me. Don't we come here in a wonder? Don't we leave in mystery? Mystery. We rode into that salt lake, it was dead as hope itself, and we beached the damned craft, seeking death to no avail. There will be no hell to pay. No, hell has came and went. There is no one left to kill. There is sand, and that is it. It. When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm gonna see you in the middle.
When Jesse Wells records that song, and he released it yesterday, you can find it on YouTube. It's called Middle. He's standing out in a field. Every single song that I have learned and heard from Jesse Wells before he goes into the studio and records it, he stands out in a field outside. Usually, I think he's by himself, because when he finishes the song, he has to reach forward and turn off the camera. Well, I also think you can obviously hear the correlation to the Dylan, the simple guitar, the harmonica, and then the timely lyrics. There's a song that he released a couple of weeks ago called Rocket Man. And the line in the song that kills me is just, "Time is just a thing you live through, baby." Jesse Wells, Rocket Man.
On the mount, then were we like those who dream? The tired tiger jumped through hoops of fire one last time for the crowd. Then were we like those who dream? Ships of man's demise ride tidal waves to hell. Then were we like those who dreamed? And the whales that did swim by, they did not blink or wish us well. Cards. Then were they like those who dreamed? And I looked into that valley and I knew it would be hard. Then were we like those who dreamed? All the stones that broke the bones won't maim the soul within you. Time's just a thing you live through, baby. All the things that make me sing are just songs I'm relearning. There's nothing here worth earning.
tonight. You ain't making me feel bad. I got a book I can read, and the world was to be here when I get back. They can tell you what to do, but it ain't much use for your health. You got to be yourself. Be yourself in the summer. Be yourself in the spring. In the winter, be yourself. In the autumn, just to do your thing. It's important to be. It's important to me. It's important, whatever you be, to be yourself. Staying in tonight, and you ain't making me feel mean. I know they're calling for rain, but my mind's in pain. I gotta see if I can get it clean. They can tell you what to do, but it ain't much use for your health. You got to be yourself. Be yourself in the summer. Be yourself in the spring, in the winter, be yourself. In the autumn, just do your thing. It's important to be. It's important to me. It's important, whatever you be, to be yourself. Supposed to know that my stone was gonna roll away down in the valley. How was I supposed to see all the fishes in the sea swimmed on without me? I was just a little stone at the bottom of the sea. The waves are crashing over me. How am I supposed to keep all of my sheep when the hill's so steep? How was I supposed to know that my soul was gonna roll away down in the valley to the ocean, floating along with the strangest notion? Take off my old clothes and never put them back on. Takanaka, mowing my lawn on a Sunday, praying for the daisy's forgiveness and the rain to come onto the ocean. How's the surf down there in Japan, good man? Is it open? I wanna be specifically Pacific, but I'm Arkansan. You know I must, I gotta trust this lust for the ocean picket. Is the mind killer?
light within you. Supposed to know that my soul was gonna grow into a big soul flower. The only thing I'd ever need was a big hot sun and the occasional shower. How was I supposed to know that my stone was gonna grow away down in the valley? How was I supposed to see all the fishes in the sea swim on without me to the ocean? Along with the strangers, no ocean. Here is the mind, is the mind killer, 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 the real dealer.
Jesse Wills, Fear is the Mind Killer. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program from David Crosby, Bob Dylan, and Jesse Wills. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college, with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. And from listener donations at WJFFradio.org.
I'm Callison Stratton, a singer-songwriter, public historian, and host of Liberation Station here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers across genre and time. It's my little way of balancing the scales of representation on the radio. Join me for Liberation Station every Saturday evening at 7 p.m., only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.